It's a very colourful affair in the Cornwall Blind Association's tent at the Royal Cornwall Show. And looking around the tent, we've got all sorts of pictures depicting a tin mine. We've got flag of Cornwall. We've got the sun out, using lots of bright colours. And it's really quite inspirational. Jackie Southern from the Cornwall Blind Association is here in the tent with me. Jackie, just tell me what's going on.
Well, this year we decided that we would invite guests to the stand to take part in some artwork, but the challenge this year is to do it either blindfolded or with simulated spectacles on, so that people can experience just what it's like to try and create art with a visual impairment. We've also got a small exhibition here of some art that has been actually created by people who are visually impaired. And we've got two art groups, one in Penzance and one in Liscard. And it just shows what can be achieved, even though people are living with visual impairment. So it's important that we get the message over of the things that people can continue to do, even though they've lost their eyesight.
Okay, in a sec, we'll be running this artwork across a professional's viewpoint. We've got Chris Billington with us. But just first of all, tell me about how important the Royal Cornwall Show is to the Cornwall Blind Association to get the message out there.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for us to get our message out to the Cornish community. The number of people and visitors that are here, and it just means that we can actually talk to people that we wouldn't normally be able to get our message across to, and it opens it out to lots of people. One of the great things here is, as well, is that the artwork has been really it's really inspired a lot of children, and that enables us to talk to schools, because we can then actually get into the schools and go and talk to them.
Well, what I thought I would do actually is I'm going to just interrupt one painter over here. I'm just recording something for a Cornwall Blind Association podcast. You mustn't look at your painting now. What are you trying to paint?
A beach.
How old are you?
11.
11. Okay, so how much success do you think you're having? Because obviously you can't see.
Not that much.
How do you know what colours you're using?
I got little holes there.
So you're allowed to look at the colours?
Yeah.
Okay. And I suppose it's down to memory where you're putting everything on the picture.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll be very surprised when you have a look later on. Good luck. Okay, so now over to Chris Billington, professional artist. Chris, what do you make of some of the works of art that are going on around the room?
I'm totally astounded by how they're coping with this, Matthew. Their level of ingenuity is amazing. How they're coping with different stages of visual impairment. Some of them have been totally blindfold and going down to varying degrees of just being able to see. And their ingenuity is fascinating. The processes that they're using, some of them have been using their fingers, some of them have been using the other ends of their paintbrushes, and the level of work is absolutely incredible.
Now, you do a quite different style of art yourself. Just describe it for me.
Well, my work is very colourful, very vibrant. It's all about colour and form. And I'm seeing a lot of this come out in the work here with people who can't really see very well. They're using big blocks of colour, which is very fascinating for me to see.
Any ideas for the new painting from Chris Billington?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm getting quite a few ideas from this.
Are you going to try blindfolded next time?
I might well do, Matthew. I might well do.
Okay, so Jackie, all-round success, it seems.
Yeah, I think so. This, following on from last year where we did our blind tea challenge and asked people to make cups of tea blindfolded, you know, how do we follow that? Well, we followed it with this, and we hope that, you know, next year we'll come up with something equally as exciting and interesting.
Okay, so looking forward to the year now, across the summer, what sort of things are happening at Cornwall Blind Association? Oh, now there's a question. What is happening? I mean, because you've just had the big stride for sights, you know, yeah. Which was in the spring. I mean, that was a huge success, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic success. Again, inspiring people across Cornwall to participate in our events. We haven't got any of the large events that Cornwall Blind are putting on for the summer, but we are working with other people. And one of the organisations that are doing something for us is the Rotary Club of Perranzabalu, who are doing the Cornish Moor to Sea Challenge, which is on Saturday and Sunday the 3rd of April, 3rd of July, sorry. And they're basically challenging people to go from the moor to the sea, doing walking and bike riding as well. So that's that's something to look forward to. We've also got a charity craft fair on the 16th of July at the Kingsley Village, Fradden, which if people would like to a stall for that, they can come along and take a stall, but also equally come along and enjoy the things to buy on the day as well. And then we're inviting people to jump out of an airplane for us as well. And that's any date, really, you can do that. But
do you have to do that blindfolded?
No. Well, I think if I was going to do it, I probably would do it blindfolded. But, yeah, that's a great opportunity as well to show what you can do for Cornwall Blind Association, raise some money for us, really.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jackie and Chris. And, well done, and hopefully... You will see the benefits of this in the coming months.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Matthew.